Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. Live from Bench Warmers in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Here is your host, Jared Stansberry, along with two brothers born from very separate mothers, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. When I get up with
the Cyclones, welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We're live out here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. Jared Stansberry joined by Chris Williams. How's it going, man?
It's good.
And what's going on?
How's it going, fellas?
Bloom just apparently is not a part of the program anymore.
We need a like 10 different intros.
Yeah, we need a new intro. Just completely wipe Bloom from it.
That's harsh.
Well, I mean, he's never here.
That's fair.
When's the last time Bloom's been here?
He's about as reliable as Mike Warren in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Set.
Well, I mean, okay. So Adam, that was a good take, by the way. Why now take the fourth quarter Mike Warren shot? Mike comes out and says, like, I'm committed, I'm staying at Iowa State.
And I'm glad, I like Mike Warren.
And you come in, you take a shot at him in the first minute of the program?
It was the first thing that popped in my mind. I was thinking, what is unreliable, like Brent Bloom? Mike Warren in the fourth quarter.
Adrian Peterson in crunch time?
In the playoffs, yeah. Jeez. Absolutely. Should have gone, or Blair Walsh had an extra point.
Man, I was way too happy about a guy losing his job the other day.
He didn't even lose his job, though, really, did he? Isn't he still the kicker for the
Vikings? No,
they
got him.
Oh, they did?
Dude,
oh, I didn't see
been?
That. I didn't even see that. Wow.
Yeah, he's cut.
I'm the worst.
As bad as I felt for him when he missed that kick against Seattle, we were walking out of there. I told you right then, Chris, he needs to be cut tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, you can't bring a guy back who misses a 27-yarder in the playoffs. Mentally, he was done then.
He was fried.
And now his confidence is shot forever. In my opinion.
It's a sad deal because he was really good.
He was really good.
He
and he's a nice guy.
He was an NFL kicker like 2 years ago, and now he's just a total piece of trash on his couch.
Wow. You see, that's a little too far. That's
make an extra point, Blair. All right? Make an extra point. Make a 27-yard kick when it counts, and then we won't call you names.
I still blame you a little bit for all the negativity you were spewing up there.
Negativity?
You were negative the entire second half of that game.
Maybe. Well, can you blame me? And I was right.
You were right.
All of my intuitions proved to be correct in that playoff game. I was spot on. Everything I said would happen. They absolutely blew it. And then you want to come at me and be like, it's your fault? Oh, why? Because I'm right?
I don't like all the negativity. And it was constant.
I'm negative. I say how it is, okay? Sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes I'm right. I was very right.
According to your lock picks lately, you're wrong more than you're right.
These are busy times right now for the Iowa State Cyclones and their athletic programs.
You put me in gray on the Battle Royale, and it's on.
Oh, today's going to be interesting. Do we have a busier time of year than this? I don't think we do.
No, this is it.
Yeah.
This is
football, like, men's, women's, basketball, wrestling.
Legit.
Signing day just got over.
The week of Thanksgiving is the craziest week.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like, there's always back channel stuff going on. Football recruiting is really starting, like, the under channel starts to pick up. So it absolutely is the craziest time of year.
All right, so let's get our Cyclone Fanatic Battle Royale going here. Question number one, who will lead Iowa State in rushing on Saturday against Texas Tech? Chris, you can start it off.
Oh, it's David Montgomery. What did he have, 163 yards against Kansas?
Mm-hmm.
We know he's healthy, and, you know, Mike Warren had a good week as far as PR-wise for him. Good job, Mike, to come out and say what he did, and he answered questions like a man, and that was awesome. And I was proud of Mike, but he's still number two on the depth chart. And he was dinged up, but whatever. Gray made a good point. You can't trust him in the fourth quarter. You haven't been able to trust him in the fourth quarter. And even if he is healthy, David Montgomery is the first-string running back at Iowa State these days. And against that rush defense, and if he's your starter, they're going to absolutely run him as much as they can. So he'll lead the team in rushing.
How crazy is it that the obvious answer is David Montgomery?
I know, it's
not
wild.
I mean, going into the season, we were saying, how many yards is Mike Warren going to rush for this year? Last year against Texas Tech, he averaged 10 yards a carry, over 200 yards rushing. And now the question, it's obviously David Montgomery. And I guess the question is, how many yards does he run for? He ran for 160-some last week. I think he gets over that this week. Or if Iowa State's going to win, he needs to rush for 160-plus this week.
Right, yeah,
I think bad defense.
It's got to be one of those, like, Warren, like, 210-yard games,
yeah.
One of those type deals.
I will say this, and, you know, we're I think, correctly calling out Mike Warren for some of the struggles he's had. But I will say this. I still think Mike Warren is a more talented running back than Montgomery. I just think right now Montgomery you can trust more, and he seems to be more of a gamer. If Mike Warren can ever figure out how to
– You think that Warren is, like, physically more gifted than Montgomery?
Yeah, I think he's got more breakaway speed.
Really interesting. I would go the opposite.
I like Montgomery more shiftiness, maybe, you know, like a one-cut guy. But I think Mike Warren's top level is where he can be when he's at his peak, I think is better than Montgomery.
I would disagree. I don't think it's off too far. I would say that I think that Montgomery shows you a little bit of a burst that we've never really seen from Mike. Maybe it's the twitch that we're talking about.
Mike Warren was flying last year.
Yeah, I get it. But, like, I also think that Montgomery, he's got more size, right? What is their size compared to one another?
Does he have much more size?
He looks bigger.
He's a little thicker.
He's
yeah.
stockier.
He looks bigger to me.
Yeah.
I just think that he's got the he falls forward a little bit better. I really do think that he legitimately beat out Mike Warren in the middle of the year. And that's why Warren's playing time deteriorated. I think a lot of it was perceived as, oh, Mike's dinged up. I would venture to guess that it was Montgomery beating him out.
Yeah. No, I think that's part of it. And part of it is the coaches don't trust him in the fourth quarter. It's a mixture of everything. I just, you know, I hope that he can figure it out because I still think there's a lot of potential there.
Oh, I do too.
And for Iowa State to be at their best, they need two good running backs, in my opinion, because people are going to get banged up.
Man, don't forget about him.
I love Nwangu.
So do I. I was super excited for next year when Mike Warren made that comment because the last thing I wanted to happen was, like, this year. I mean, we all kind of thought Joshua Thomas was going to turn into a nice little running back at Iowa State. Well, he transfers. Like, you can't keep having guys transfer. You've got to keep some continuity in the offseason, and Warren being there is huge for next year.
Here's the difference between Josh Thomas and where Mike Warren is. Mike Warren's already redshirted, so he can't he transfers, he's going to lose a season unless he goes down to UNI level. Josh Thomas was able to transfer. He could sit out because he
had redshirted. Where did he end up?
I think he went to, like, Georgia State.
Okay.
No, I thought it was, like, West Georgia, something like that.
It was
that.
Some Georgia school.
Yeah.
He was. I can't believe he didn't go somewhere better.
Because he was actually a nice recruit for Iowa State.
Yeah,
maybe that's
nice
some good
player.
Schools.
All right, Chris Williams gets the first point.
Damn right.
The over-under for TCU and Oklahoma State is set at 70.5 points, and TCU is a 4.5 point favorite. Are you taking the over or the under, and who covers? Adam?
I'll start with who covers. I think the wrong team's favorite here. I think Oklahoma State's a better team. I know TCU's played a little bit better lately, but Oklahoma State, I think, is still playing for a little bit more. I think they will actually win this game outright, even though it is in TCU. TCU's not a hard place to play. Their fans don't show up there. Over-under.
I want the under, so take the over.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 38-35 Oklahoma State, so it goes over by 3 points.
I'm gonna say that Gary Patterson knows the only way he can win is if it turns into a bit of a defensive game, takes the air out of the ball a little bit. I think Oklahoma State's defense is probably underrated a little bit too, and I'm not crazy about TCU's offense, although they've been blossoming a little bit lately, just a tad. We'll see. I agree with Adam. In fact, hey Sean, do you have the lock? Do you got the lock sounder? Oklahoma State is +4.5. That's a lock. It's an absolute stone cold lock. He's right. The wrong team is favored, and Oklahoma State will win the game outright. But the under's going to hit because you've got Gary Patterson, and he's going to make defense a major focus going into this game.
I'm off the Gary Patterson train.
Everybody out there listening right now, if you have any money in your wallet, go and put it on Oklahoma State or on TCU.
I'm 1-0 on my KXNO1s now. I'm 1-3 on my locks.
Adam Gray gets the point just for that.
But I only started doing it 2 weeks ago, so that's fine. Give Gray I don't deserve any points after my 1-3 start to my locks.
If West Virginia beats Oklahoma on Saturday, do they belong in the college football playoff conversation? Chris?
Absolutely not. No. Now, if in 3 weeks there's a bunch of upsets and West Virginia's sitting there at 11-1, with non-conference wins over Missouri and BYU, which is very respectable. It's much more than, a Washington did. If they're 11-1 and Washington's 12-1 with that resume, then West Virginia should be in over Washington. However, I mean, if it's going to come down to, so you've got Bama, you've got Ohio State or Michigan, however that works itself out, you've got Clemson out of the ACC, and then we're talking about a one-loss Louisville or even a Big Ten champion Penn State, If they would run the table from here, no, they're the Big 12 is so down this year. West Virginia, I don't think the Big 12 deserves a college football playoff team this year. I really don't. However, the one caveat is all hell could break loose the next 2 weeks, and if that's the case, and they're the last man standing at 11-1, sure, they deserve to be in the conversation at that point. But just beating an Oklahoma team that I think Oklahoma's defense is garbage. I think wrong team's favored there on Saturday.
I agree.
Too. I think that they will win. I think that they will end up 11-1. However, I don't think they're.
Whoa. West Virginia's still got to come to Jack Trice next week, buddy. Don't be saying they're 11-1 yet.
Just not everybody exits Jack Trice Stadium in November.
Historic Jack Trice Stadium. I guess my question is, you know, you ask, will they be in the conversation? What's the conversation? Top 10? I think if you beat Oklahoma, they're 14th right now, I think that puts them in the top 10.
Well, the president said they don't have a quality win, so we want to see
that
how they
would
play against Oklahoma.
Comment,
well, it is
Ruby
a garbage
Ocho,
comment, but
way.
I'm just saying that well, that
they,
is
they
what
don't.
They said was keeping them
yeah, well,
they
out
don't.
Of that conversation.
The garbage part of it wasn't even that. Because I think going to Texas is a quality win. Mm-hmm. I think that it's not a top 25. It's not by their criteria. Whatever.
We don't know what
here.
Their criteria
but
is.
But the problem that Hocutt ran into on that compare it was when he compared them to Oklahoma. Oklahoma doesn't have a good win either.
Yeah.
Except he goes, well, they have a phenomenal offense or whatever it is. Well, you know what? Like, West Virginia's got the best defense in the Big 12, and it isn't even close. Mm-hmm.
That's not saying much, though. Let's be fair.
Look what they're giving up though. Like they really do have a good defense.
They do.
They
do.
Have a legit defense this year.
Yeah,
which
I just
is crazy to think about a Dan Holgorsen coach team like that.
I can't. I mean, I'm with Chris. The Big 12 does not deserve anybody this year. It hasn't been very good. I mean, the fact that Oklahoma's even hanging around still to me is laughable. But you look at West Virginia's best wins.
If
the best win in the Big 12 for them right now is Kansas State. Kansas State's 5-4. That's their best win of the season. That's not good enough. I mean, I'm sorry. Oklahoma, Baylor.
They just skated past BYU. Here's the deal. If
BYU actually might be their best win, to be honest with you.
It probably is. Here's the deal, though. If you gave TCU, Baylor, Tech, anybody Oklahoma's resume, they wouldn't be ninth.
No.
They absolutely
wouldn't. They're getting the benefit of the doubt because they're Baylor. Oh, and they figured it out.
Because they're Oklahoma.
Yeah.
This is the time of year when we all overvalue Oklahoma. It happens every year. Their defense stinks as far as a top 20 type team. Like they're not there.
Chris gets the point.
Of course I do.
Question number 4, Chris Williams with a 2-1 lead here in Cyclone Fanatic Battle Royale. Pat Mahomes threw for 428 yards last season against Iowa State. Over under 425.5 on Saturday.
I'm going to go under. At first glance, I thought, oh, he's going to throw for 500 yards. But I think Campbell and staff, they're going to do a good job in offense, running the ball, taking away Texas Tech's time on offense, and, you know, just keeping the ball away from Pat Mahomes because he is a phenomenal quarterback. Not only that, Iowa State's strength, and I'm not saying they're great, but their strength is the cornerback. So I think they can do enough to maybe – you know, limit them. I still think he probably throws for 380 to 400 yards, but I think they keep him under the 425 yards.
Well, I'll take the over just because of this, for the sake of conversation, and that's because, and you're not going to argue with me because I know your thoughts too. I just love Pat Mahomes so much. I think that he is. We both said going into the year that we would take him over Baker Mayfield, a Heisman Trophy candidate. And while he's a product of that system in the sense that he gets so many attempts and the way that Kingsbury uses him, I'm a firm believer that you could put Pat Mahomes in many systems, and he would. He's the type of quarterback that we talk a lot about these spread guys that don't translate to the next level, specifically at Texas Tech. That's not going to be the case with this guy. I would be very happy if he were the quarterback of my Minnesota Vikings at some point in time. He's a gunslinger. He's an absolute freak. He can throw on the run, and I think that what will be interesting, and we talked about this on the podcast today, you guys should go and download it with Charterhouse. I'm interested to see how Iowa State plays defense on Saturday more than anything. What I hope they do is I hope, and this is why I'm taking the over, I hope that they go at it with the Oklahoma game plan where John Heacock is like, you know what, screw it, we're going to give up some big plays, but we're going to try and get to him. And if they do that, it's probably going to result in two or three 50, 60-yard Pat Mahomes' touchdown passes, and that could ring up his yardage pretty quickly. However, he could also throw a pick or two or fumble it if Iowa State can get to him.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like he's throwing at nobody's. His wide receivers are fast. They got some serious speed out there. I love Mahomes. My big concern with him when it comes to – I'm talking NFL now. His pocket presence to me will get him – he won't be able to do well.
He needs some work, yeah.
I think he backpedals too
much. A little RG3 to him.
Yeah, just a little bit of issues there. But you can't deny that he throws the best football in college football, and I don't even think there's anybody close.
I don't either.
I mean, Lamar Jackson might be the only other person I would take right now over him as far as quarterbacks in college football.
Adam Gray gets the point.
Watson?
I wouldn't take Watson.
I wouldn't either.
No.
I got no argument with somebody about that.
No way.
I'm fiercely on the Pat Mahomes bandwagon.
You put Pat Mahomes on Clemson?
Huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Clemson, yeah.
And Watson's a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. He is a good quarterback.
But he's not dynamic. He's a good NFL quarterback. I mean, he's a guy who translates real well to
yeah,
the
NFL.
All right. I'd still take Mahomes.
I would, too.
I'm going to roll the dice a little bit.
Question number five, the deciding question. Chris, which Big 12 team has impressed you the most through the first week of the season in basketball?
Jeez. Well, it's got to be Baylor, doesn't it? I mean, with their win over Oregon. I mean, I know that Oregon was missing their best player, but, I mean, that's the best win in the but then Kansas beat Duke on a really big stage. Duke had three guys out. Kansas was, I believe, a slight underdog. It's got to be Baylor. I mean, nobody saw that coming. Like, it's not crazy to think, Kansas is going to beat Duke in Madison Square Garden. Nobody saw Baylor winning that game against Oregon, who's a really good team. Dana Altman's probably going to sneak into another Final Four this year if everybody stays healthy. I mean, I think it's that quality of a team. I would go with my boy Scott Drew.
Your answer surprises me because I was listening to the Sports Fanatics yesterday. Sean, can you play me this little clip that we have?
Rock Chalk Jayhawk, baby.
I found out that you're a closeted Kansas fan.
He's always been a big Kansas fan.
Stop it. You guys are insane. What was I even talking about? Oh, we were talking about gambling.
I don't remember what.
Yeah, Reed Forgrave is on, and I asked who he would bet on.
You rock chalked it.
I don't remember what context I said that in.
No, it's not acceptable in any context. Never acceptable to do rock chalk.
Adam could say nothing for the next 45 seconds. He gets the point. Adam Gray wins this week's Cycle Flag Battle Royale.
Can I still answer the question?
Go ahead.
Answer the question.
Baylor seems like the obvious choice, but I forget about it because Oregon was missing their best player. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State and Underwood.
Yeah.
Here, I know they haven't played anybody.
You deserve to win for that.
102 points, and 117 points. And not only that, we all love Monte Morris. We think he's one of the best point guards in not only the Big 12 but the country. Juwan Evans, that guy is unbelievable.
And
Forte's back. I think we all agree Underwood's a great coach. That's a team to look out for. I think they're going to be a lot better than people think.
I do, too. It's been a great start for the Big 12.
Great.
Just in general. I mean, I know we've only been going for a week, but I tell you what, too. I know we're going to have time to talk Iowa State. I like this group. It was really an ugly 20-point win or whatever it was the other night. But these guys, I just love watching them pass.
Definitely.
These guys, you're going to see it all year long where it's like it's just really rare to get this many fourth and fifth year guys together who have played with each other for so long with that talent in the backcourt. I do think there were some guys giving me crap on the forums today for as high as I am on the team, but I'm in love with this team. I think that they're going to turn some heads.
Yeah, the one thing that stands out to me is just how active they are.
Yeah.
You know, the shots aren't falling right now. I think Matt's shooting 23%, Naz is at 25%. Donovan Jackson, who I think we all, I mean, he's a good shooter, hasn't been making shots. That will come, and you put that in with just how hard they're playing, how active they are. I think this is a team that's got a chance, and I never thought I'd say this, to be better than they were last year.
I do, too.
I think
I mean, you don't have the George name to kind of take over a game if you're in a pinch, but they can make up for it by just playing together as a team, like you said, passing the ball, moving it around.
I think that activity is most noticeable on the defensive end.
Absolutely.
Everybody just looks engaged compared to what it's been in the last couple of years.
And even rebounding, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they're really just getting after the rebounds better than they had before in the past. So I'm excited about this team. I think Coach Prohm's doing a great job up there, and I'm excited to watch him.
Sorry, Jared,
you're
didn't
good.
Mean to interrupt. I love the crop of coaches in the Big 12.
Definitely.
Right now. Like, I love Underwood. That is an upgrade to Travis Ford.
Oh, gosh. It's not even close.
No, top to bottom, the guys coaching in this league right now. I mean, you're going to see, you know, starting itself and Kruger and Prohm proved himself last year. Prohm did a lot of really good things down the stretch. It's an upgrade with Jamie Dixon at TCU. I don't know. Beard is probably the lowest on the totem pole.
He's still a sneaky.
Bruce Weber sucks. He's going to get fired this year. Bruce Weber will be done after this year. And you know, like, what can you say about Scott Drew down there in Waco?
It's my guy.
Yeah. It's everybody's guy.
Yeah.
It should be everybody's guy.
We'll talk more Iowa State hoops, but first we're going to make some picks with Tim Mullen when we come back on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershman Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershman Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershman's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you, as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershmanIA.com. Gershman Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. Job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry and Chris Williams out here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. Are we sticking around to have some pizza after this, Chris?
Yeah, I am. I'm excited for the Louisville-Houston game.
You know what I'm excited for? It's Tim Mullen's birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday, Tim Mullen.
Tim turns 29 today.
Thank you, C-Dub.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings.
Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill. Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
All right, and we're back on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Joined now by Tim Mullen. We're going to make some picks, but first you're going to tell us what's going on down at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Yeah, guys, a lot of good things going on this week. You know, we got Black Friday coming up here.
What's going on? What's the hot deal?
You know,
come on, Tim.
You got to get the paper Thursday, buddy. Lots of good stuff.
Come on, give us a tease.
Let's see. So we sell.
I bought floor last year.
We sell appliance, electronics, and flooring. There'll be good deals on that.
Yeah. Well, I took advantage of the flooring one last year. We did the carpet and everything. We saved a lot of money by doing it on Black Friday.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of good stuff going on that day, and we're bringing product in nonstop, and we're going to be ready for everybody. It's a great opportunity to come in. We've got, you know, Black Friday starts now, though, for us, and we got a lot of good stuff going on. Even right now, we got 10 to 50% off suggested retail on appliances, dishwashers, appliances, cooking appliances. We got a lot of great deferred financing offers going on right now. 18 months whole store financing deferred on $299 or more. Appliance electronics, 24 months or more on $499. But TVs, imagine this, 36 months deferred financing on a $1,000 TV. We're going to take care of that for you. And then we got a great offer going on in the flooring world right now. It's our half-half-half offer where there's half off suggested retail price on in-stock carpet, half off our high flight pad to take care of that soft feel underneath, and half off the MART price on basic installation. So lots of good stuff going on. And again, always an opportunity to come in the store, fill out to win the free 65 4K smart SUHD TV. Enter the win boxes right in the front of the store, or fill out your picks on Cyclone Fanatic, and we can take care of you that way too. So,
boom.
Lots of good stuff going on, yeah.
Have you ever had anybody do anything crazy in the store on Black Friday?
So I was joking about this yesterday. One of our new people was just over the top excited about this being Black Friday. And this is my 24th Black Friday that I've been a part of for retail. So I've seen a lot of it, but I've seen fights. I've broken up fights. I've had cops called. There's some crazy stuff that happens on that day, but it's kind of one of those things where you just open the doors and you stand back and you just say, let's see what happens. But, you know, nothing, fights is pretty much the most impressive thing we've seen, but it's pretty calm there at Nebraska Furniture Mart the last few years, so it's a good time to come down and take
You didn't have to throw me under the bus and tell everybody I got in a fight.
I don't know what you're talking about. All over a $12 knife set, Jared. Seriously, I could have helped you out, buddy.
All right, first game that we're going to pick this week, Iowa, 10-point favorite on the road at Illinois. CW, you want to lead us off?
Yeah, I don't really know which way to go here.
Yeah.
I'm a believer that Iowa will be refreshed and feeling pretty good about themselves, but I'm still not convinced they can score. They really didn't show. I mean, the only thing that we saw, Tim, in that Michigan game was Akram Wadley.
Yeah.
And I've been saying it for a year that he needed to be more involved. However, I still don't have faith that Greg Davis will get him more involved. So I'll take Illinois to cover. I think Iowa will win the game. But 10 points, I mean, they're double-digit. I mean, it's Ferentz is a double-digit favorite on the road after a huge win. This could be a sandwich game looking ahead to Nebraska, too. So I'll take Illinois to cover. I like Iowa to win.
Yeah, I guess, you know, last week I was on the show saying it was a 21-point spread, and I thought it should be 35. And then the Hawkeyes come out and do that. And to me, you know, I heard a lot of prognosticators this week saying it's they're going to have that game and then they could easily lose to Illinois. But I saw one blueprint that I thought was the way to go, you know, and I read a stat that showed that Wisconsin, out of 78 plays, ran the ball 64 times and beat them 48-3. And that is Iowa football.
That's good.
They will run the ball right down the pipe all day long. And to me, at 10 points, if they can beat them, you know, 48-3, I think Iowa can take care of the 10 points, and I'll take Iowa
that's,
on the road.
That's pretty good analysis right there. I might have to change my official pick later on, but, yeah that's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm going to take Illinois to cover. The Illini nearly get Lovie Smith, the big win in his first season, but able to come up short in the end, and Iowa scores a touchdown in the fourth quarter to seal a victory.
All right, all right. The big win's beating Iowa, huh?
Yeah, well, it'd be a pretty big win by Illinois standards recently.
Shows you where Illinois football is at right now.
I guess it would be, right.
Washington State going on the road, 4-point dogs to Colorado. Colorado's having a sneaky good season, C-Dub.
They are. Probably the most surprising season of all college football as far as a positive goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it, still, though, if you look at what Colorado, if you look at their resume, and I don't have it in front of me, they really don't. I think I read a stat that like the Pac-12 teams Colorado's beaten have combined to go like 6-29 this year.
Yeah.
So, no, give me Leach. I like Leach on the road to win outright, even so he'll cover the spread and he'll win outright. Wrong team's favored.
Colorado 9-1 against the spread this year, and 5-0 is the favorite.
They've been undervalued all year.
Yeah,
no question about that.
Yeah,
and I've been bit by that a couple times as well.
And I think you're right on, C-Dub, about who they've played, but I think this is the game where they go, it's time we prove we can beat who we need to play.
Yeah.
At home, big game, give me Buffaloes. Okay. I got them here.
This is a brutal game to pick, by the way.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
I'm going to take Washington State. They keep their Pac-12 championship game hopes alive and get the win in Colorado.
I hope, because Mike Leach is good for college football. The more Mike Leach we can get, the more Mike Leach press conferences we can get, the better for everybody.
I love that guy.
LSU 14-point favorites at home against the Florida Gators.
Take the under.
What is it?
That's the play.
Whatever it is.
The play is like, I think the under is like 40. Take the under. It's a 14-point spread in favor of LSU.
Yeah.
Give me Florida. I mean, LSU will win because they're better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't envision any sort of a three-score win by either team in this one. Give me Florida. I'm pretty confident with that one. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, it's the battle of the old Purdue quarterbacks here. Appleby and Etlin.
Good call.
Yeah, you like that. And the number one and number five defense, respectively, Florida and LSU. A 14-point spread, I think this game could be, 14-7 final. I don't know how you get a 14-point spread on this. I'm a C-Dub all day. I'll take Florida here.
Yeah, I'm going to take Florida as well. I wouldn't be surprised as well if it's like 10-7 as the final score.
This is
going to
be like one of those SEC games from like the year 2000.
Yeah.
Like every week it's like 17-13.
Yeah.
Every game. Yeah. That's this game.
TCU.
Watch, it'll be a blowout. It'll be a high scoring, like, just guaranteed.
Yeah. We talked about this one a little bit ago. TCU, a 4.5-point favorite at home against Oklahoma State.
Wrong team's favorite. I like the Cowboys outright.
Yeah, just give me the mullet. I'm sick of betting against him. I keep getting wrong with him. I will take the mullet all day until proven otherwise. Plus, I think he's going to take this win and go right in, play Oklahoma, knock them off their perch. I'll take the mullet.
I'm going to take the Frogs to win, but I don't think they're going to cover.
So you got them winning by three, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oklahoma, 3-point favorites on the road at West Virginia.
Again, the wrong team is favored. West Virginia's defense is good, guys. It's not even good by Big 12 standards. It's legitimately good. The statistics are inflated because they play in the Big 12 analytically, but it's legitimate. Oklahoma, I think, has just been overvalued all year. Baker Mayfield will be on the run, and when he's on the run, he can do some crazy things. And Oklahoma's defense, I think, is pretty average. So that's a brutal place to play at 11 o'clock on a Saturday. They're all pissed off because they think they should have gotten game day and they didn't.
Yep.
Saturday night, I like the Mountaineers to win.
Yeah, this is four in a row now. I've agreed with you, C-Dub.
That's weird.
I'm not sure if it's good or bad.
Water here at Benchwarmers tonight.
Yeah, something's good or bad, but West Virginia is 13th in the nation in points allowed. Oklahoma's 79th, and I think West Virginia is going to get enough points. I totally agree. I think the wrong team's favored. Plus, this is another one like the mullet. I bet against Bingham McCracken here, coaching West Virginia, like three times. And he's got me every time. So I'm going to sit on West Virginia here and take the home team.
Yeah, I'll take the Mountaineers as well.
Have either of you ever been to Morgantown?
No.
It's a hoot.
I can only imagine it is.
It's like
a different subculture than anything.
It's like a whole different country.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like you're in America. It's so crazy.
So is the Mountaineers everything there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It.
I mean, I only spent one night there. I was calling women's basketball last year, and I went out on like a Tuesday night, and I just kind of wanted to see downtown. And,
right.
I mean, this is like a Tuesday night in February, so it's not even – but it was insane.
Yeah.
Like, these people are legitimately crazy, and they love their football. Like, that place is going to be on fire Saturday night.
Yeah, I agree.
Literally might be on fire.
Yeah. I didn't even know that's a
afterwards,
night game.
Afterwards, there's going to be a lot of furniture on fire.
That is
that's
a night game
sure.
that night?
Yeah, it's a 7 o'clock night
better.
Game.
I feel even better.
All right, Northwestern, one-point favorites on the road at Minnesota. That's kind of a – that might be a deceiving line to some people, I'd say.
Well, I don't know. Tim, you know the Big Ten better than I do. I love Patty Fitzgerald. I think he's phenomenal. If I had, like, a top-five man-crush coach list, he would definitely be on it. I still think Minnesota is not very good, although they were fairly impressive – and sorry, Jared, I don't think Nebraska's that good either, so I don't know what kind of a gauge we have on – I mean, you've got those two teams in the West, and then everything else is a little bit – or the one team, I guess, in Wisconsin. Yeah. I feel like they're clearly above everybody else.
Right.
This is a total coin toss. I'm going to go with Fitzgerald because I think that he's the better coach, and I'm going to leave it at that. I really have no other additional analysis because I really think it's 50-50.
Yeah, we're five in a row together here, CJ.
Jeez.
Either you and I are going to just totally, you know, take Bloom out of the equation this week. But, you know, and here's what my analysis was about it, is that Fitzgerald is a good coach. He's smart. Leidner is a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. He's only got 5 touchdowns throwing this year. Their running back is very impressive. Rodney Smith has 14 touchdowns. Fitzgerald is going to stack that line and eat that up all day and let, you know, Leidner have to win the game, which is kind of the blueprint when you go back and look. That's kind of what Iowa did.
Yeah.
You know, they've had a good season, and everyone thought, oh, Minnesota might get Iowa. But Iowa went back and took the running game out of play, and Leidner couldn't win the game. And I think the Northwestern is going to be in their face all day long, and I think Fitzgerald is a great coach. I don't share the total man crush you have.
Well, it's because you have other allegiances. That's why you don't like Pat Fitzgerald.
But I respect him completely, though. Yeah, I'm with you, though. I mean, this could be up to – I mean, 4 or 5 or 6-point spread, and I'd probably take
the bigger question for me is, what do you guys think about Minnesota? Because I still don't think they're any good.
They have good players.
I don't.
You know, I mean,
every time I watch them, I come away going, what? How are they 7-3?
Well, that running back, Ronnie Smith, is he's a heck of a running back.
He's okay. Yeah, I mean, he's a nice player.
He's a good player, but I think the rest of the pieces around him. I mean, he's got to be that guy. Or
I've watched them twice. I've watched them 3 times, actually. Yeah. I watched their Penn State game where they almost won, but that was when Penn State was down like 5 starters on defense.
Right,
totally
absolutely.
Different team.
Completely different.
I watched their Iowa game, and that set the college football world back like 10 years. That was a horrible game. I think even an Iowa fan would agree. It was like watching paint dry.
Yeah.
And then I watched their Nebraska game last week, and
I was shocked by that.
I came away more disappointed in Nebraska than I was, like, impressed by Minnesota.
I agree.
With that game. I thought Nebraska would just house them.
I think these two teams could trade uniforms, and I wouldn't even notice the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to take Minnesota just because they're at home.
Yeah, that's probably a smart play.
Kansas State, 2.5-point favorites on the road in Waco against the Baylor Bears.
Kansas State. You've got Bill Snyder versus that circus. Give me the old man. That's my analysis. And Baylor's got a backup quarterback, too, I believe.
Yeah, 6 in a row, C-Dub.
Yeah, poor Seth Russell.
Huh?
Too bad about Seth Russell.
Sucks. I like Seth Russell.
Yeah, they're Baylor's 2-5 against the spread against Kansas State in their last 7, too. And just I just think the stability of the Kansas State program right now and the defense, I mean, don't forget they've got a heck of a defense going on there. Baylor has no sense of itself right now. I'll take K-State here, too.
The Bears might be on their way back to the bottom.
Yeah, they're sinking slowly.
Yeah. I'll take Kansas State as well. And then our game this week, Texas Tech, 3-point favorites on the road at Jack Trice Stadium against the Cyclones.
I've analyzed this game a lot, starting on Sunday when the line came out, and I didn't understand it. I thought that Tech would be a 7-10-point favorite over Iowa State. This screams a Vegas knows something you don't know scenario to me. If you listen to Cy-Hawk reaction on Monday, the great Sage Rosenfels mapped out a blueprint that made a lot of sense why Iowa State could win. Tech's coming off a game where they should have gone to overtime in Stillwater,
and they blew it with a missed PAT.
Yep.
I don't think they really want to be in Ames on Saturday. However, I can't envision Iowa State outscoring Texas Tech. And for that reason, I'm going to go with what my gut told me on Sunday. This line is way too low, and Texas Tech will win the game by 7 to 14 points, somewhere in there. I hope to hell that this is one of those games that, like that Nebraska line a couple weeks ago at Ohio State, we're all like, what? That's way too many points for Nebraska. And then it ends up 62-3. I'm hoping that my gut instinct on this line is a lot like that one, but I'm going to take Texas Tech.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the issue here was I don't know that we've seen, or in my opinion, that Iowa State show that whole four-quarter performance of they can stick with somebody and get in a shootout and stay there the entire time. They've come close two or three times.
Yeah.
But Texas Tech will score and will score and will score and will score. And I just don't know if Iowa State can hang with that for an entire game. And for that, you know, again, I hope it's one of those things you're wrong about too, C-Dub, but only being 3 points, I'll take Texas Tech here.
Jared?
David Montgomery and Kenne Nwangwu both go over 100 yards rushing.
Huh.
Brian Peavy comes up with a big interception, and the Cyclones get the win.
Which is possible because Texas Tech,
well,
their defense is as awful as their offense is good.
If you know, like, betting trends, Vegas is daring people to take Texas Tech here.
Yeah.
Which tells you they think Iowa State has something for them.
Right.
We'll see. I hope that's what happens. It's an exhausting deal when your team when you have to constantly match scores. And we saw that with Baylor in the second half, and we saw that with Oklahoma State in the fourth quarter. And Iowa State couldn't do it. They don't have the players to execute at that level for that long.
That's what my concern is.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully they've grown since then. It's been about a month since all that happened. I'm hoping they've grown. We'll see.
Tim, tell us one more time where we can find you.
2075 Northwest 94th Street in Clive. A lot of good things going on. A lot of great deferred financing offers. Again, come in the store, fill out the enter to win slip for the 65-inch SU HDTV. Not to mention, come in and look at cabinetry. 5% off all people who mention Cyclone Fanatic. And again, great deals happening next Friday. Look for the ad in the old register here this Thursday. Lots of good stuff for Black Friday. Come on in and see us. We got a lot of good things going on, guys.
Boom.
Thanks, man. Go Boom. Enjoy your birthday.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate
birthday
it.
Birthday beers for Tim.
Birthday beers for me.
We're going to talk to Dr. Warmy up at the McFarland Clinic in Ames. When we come back, you're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame-broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill. Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. As always, we're presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Let's head up to Ames and talk to my good pal Doc Warmy from the McFarland Clinic up there. Check out his blog. Just posted a new blog on ACLs. Fascinating stuff, as always, from the doctors. We love it. It's up on CycloneFanatic.com right now. Doc Warmy, welcome to the program tonight. What's going on, my brother?
C-Dub. I hadn't heard you called that before. That's good. They call me B-Dub up here.
Hey, that's you know you're a stud when you can get the dub at the end of the name, man.
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on. Look at us. Hey, I was talking to Doc Greenwald, come up and was hanging out at the basketball game the other night, and he was just telling me a little bit of first of all, were you at Kansas? You traveled down to Kansas, right?
I was actually deer hunting. Greenland,
oh,
Kansas.
God bless you then. You took the weekend off. Yeah, good for you. No, I just you guys work on the Cyclones, and I know you're around the kids a lot. And Doc Greenwald was telling me just the, you know, the atmosphere and just how it was a fun bus ride for those guys. And I think that gets lost sometimes, you know, loudmouths like me. We come on here and we're always chirping, and I always say we give passionate, constructive criticism is what we do, and people laugh at me because they know I'm full of crap. However, no, I do think that gets lost, and he was telling me about the bus ride and just how happy those kids were, and it sounded like quite the moment for those guys to finally get that Big 12 win.
Yeah, and, you know, the vibe at practice, you know, really, honestly, all year, they've you know, Coach Campbell says this all the time, but he really appreciates the attitude and the effort of the guys. And it's a good win for the program. And you know, there's a core group of young guys that are contributing to that win. And, you know, I'm always optimistic, but I do believe that things are in a good place right now for Cyclone football.
Yeah, I think so, too. Regardless of what happens on Sunday, I mean, I think it's going to be really fun. I mean, whenever you get Texas Tech coming to town and that offense, and I'm kind of fascinated to see how Iowa State will, you know, kind of attempt to combat that, because I think they're going to try and run it at that Texas Tech defense. And, you know, they put a lot of pressure on Baker Mayfield a couple weeks ago. We'll see if that continues over, but it'll be fun. You'll be there on Saturday, or you're going to be shooting deer again?
No. I am addicted to bow hunting, but...
Do you duck hunt at all?
What's that?
Do you ever duck hunt?
I duck hunt a little bit. I'm a little bit fair weather. I'd rather hunt geese where I don't get wet.
Well, I just saw that weather forecast with the blizzard and stuff north of us. It seems like it's good duck hunting weather right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's why.
Yep.
All right, Doc. Well, appreciate it, man. It's always good to talk to you. We'll see you on Saturday, okay, pal?
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All right, brother. Dr. Warmby from up there at the McFarland Clinic. Always good to talk. He's kind of our medical correspondent on Fanatics now, too, Jared, whenever we have a medical emergency, not with, like, me or Ross or anything, but, like, with an athlete. We just call up Dr. Warmby and get a diagnosis.
He's like they used to have somebody like that on ESPN, but I can't remember what his name is now.
Like a doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of like that Roger Cossack guy who comes on to do all the legal stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
what Warmy is.
With our...
he's just your expert.
He's our medical expert.
Well, I'm glad that... Did you have him on to talk to you about the sneezing thing? Was that who
yeah,
you...
Yeah, well, no. No, I didn't. I didn't, but he... One of those guys had heard
us talking, and they texted. I forget. Oh, it was Dr. Buck, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We asked Dr. Buck about my – because I get this arm pain every time I sneeze. Apparently I have a slipped disc or something like that, but it's not my heart, so that's good. Glenn Waterhouse is our insurance expert, though. Hey, Glenn.
How we doing, Chris?
Glenn knows a thing or two about linebacking as well.
Yeah, it does.
What's up, man? A little bit of time doing that, yeah.
What's going on? Welcome to Benchwarmers tonight.
Yeah,
he's selling a lot of insurance.
We are selling a lot, man. We're having a great month. And
what are people buying these days? What's the hot product over there at State Farm?
Well, you know, it's holiday season, so people are trying to save a little bit of money, and they're coming in trying to fine-tune things. So we've just been on fire writing new autos and home, and then we tailor that around some life insurance and do some bank products for them. So
is the bundling the thing to do?
It is, and State Farm invented that. Yeah, so
seems like it.
Yeah, it's a good way. So we'd love to have people stop out, give us a call, and run some quotes and kind of see how we do things different.
Glenn's a good man, Jared, because he not only is a former and current Cyclone, but he's a Vikings fan.
Yeah.
So he and I can kind of get lost in a conversation. We don't get a lot accomplished when I go to Glenn's office.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, well, you got a couple of guys who like to talk.
All right. Talk a little football first, then get into the other stuff.
Glenn, what did you think of Saturday's game?
I loved it. I mean, just in the fact that we won the game, and that's what we've been waiting for, and the expectations there. You know, there were some things that happened that was crawling back out from behind and things. So, but, you know, I like that we found a way to win. And, again, it's against Kansas, but we found a way to win, and that's what you need. You got to start building on those little things. So,
I think we're on the same page is kind of how I took it, is not only did they win, I actually liked the fact that they had to come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when Lane Danielson said it really well on the post game show. He filled in for Jack Whitford this week. When you're 1-8 or whatever they were, I lost track. And these guys have barely won in their careers. They don't really know how to win.
Right.
When you get down early on the road and you're playing in front of 10,000 people, were there 10,000? I don't even know if there were 10,000 people there.
I saw Adam Gray in that stands. That's about it.
It's pretty easy to just roll over.
Right.
And they had a lot of opportunities to do that, and they didn't. Even in the third quarter when they missed the PAT.
Right.
I'm in my basement thinking, here we go again.
Right.
Here goes all the momentum. Been here, done that. And they just kept figuring it out, and the fact that they clawed one out, I was
impressed. I think it's more important that, you know, if they would have got out early and just blown them out, that's one thing. But to be back and have an adversity hit you right in the face, then crawl back out and get it done, I think that helps build your team.
What do you – if you're we've been talking a lot about playing defense against Texas Tech. And I hope they – you remember the Oklahoma game where they just went at him?
Yep.
I hope that's what they do.
I do too.
And then do some single coverage. Right. You know that those guys are going to score anyways. You may as well try and get to the quarterback. Yeah. That's how I
you got to try and knock them out of the game. Well, because Texas doesn't play any defense.
Right? No, they don't.
They're the worst.
They are the absolutely worst defense
statistically.
Yes,
in football.
Correct.
But so yeah, I think we gotta bring the heat just like we did against Oklahoma. I think what you have to think about, even though Texas Tech, geez, Adam Gray about fell over here into us.
Jesus, it's only six. It's only 6:52, and he's already stumbling around Benchwarmers.
Iowa State's already faced three of the top 20 offenses in the country, so it's not like, you know, but I think we got to hit them hard at the line of scrimmage, get them uncomfortable. But I'm hoping Iowa State grinds. We see Joel Lanning this week a little bit more of him, and
I think
that ground game going.
I don't. My only deal with that, Jared. What are these? You're around the program more than I am these days. It's just I've had this hope that two quarterback thing would evolve. And it really hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out the only reason Joel even attempted passes on Sunday is because Jacob Park missed breakfast or whatever it was. So it wasn't like, oh, we're trying to shake things up and start landing to trick people here.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to let him throw? Because all we've seen so far is you bring Landon in the land ram and he runs. And he can throw. Like, it just seems way too predictable right now.
I think it is weird. And I think what the thing that they're trying to do with that is they're trying to create matchups, you know, because that when you run the ball with the quarterback that way, it just gives you an extra hat to use as a blocker. And they're just trying to look for the right matchups and the right situations in which they can kind of take advantage of that. And those guys have played it really close to the vest, what they're trying to do with that situation. I mean, that was a pretty hot topic the other day when I was there when they were talking to Tom Manning.
Okay.
He got asked a couple different questions about if this was a game that, you know, you could see Joel Lanning get a little bit more playing time. And the thing that he just always goes back to is we're just looking for the right matchup that, you know, to help us make a good play and help us win the football game. So I have no idea. Like, I've stopped trying to decipher really what they're trying to do with that.
We'll find out Saturday, won't we?
Yeah, I guess so. Though, Glenn, do you agree with what I'm saying? Like, it just seems to me, and I'm just a Yahoo up in front of a computer, okay? But every time you bring Lanning in, I know what's happening. And he's a guy who can throw. We've seen him
right.
do it. He's not Blake Bell.
Right, he can throw. I think they've, with this two-quarterback thing, they've tried to make it run, pass, short yard, you know, inside the 20, in the big field, you know, two different quarterbacks. But he does pose a lot better running threat in Texas Tech. Again, their defense is bad.
Hey, I don't disagree with you. Yeah. I hope that they play Lanning and run. But I'm just saying, like, I think in order for the swapping quarterbacks to be effective, like, you've got to let Lanning throw every once in a while.
I agree.
That's my whole point. Like, I agree with you. I hope that he plays three quarters and they just run
right.
it.
And we've seen he's made some good passes. You know, if he's on, keep him in there. But, you know, I just don't want to – I'm hoping we don't get in a big shootout with these guys. That's definitely not
what
we
need
to do. So,
Iowa State needs the under to hit.
The thing that I think Lanning, he would give you, you know, that advantage in the ball control type of situation because he's so good at pumping out those 3-, 4-, and 5-yard runs that if you can just get a bunch of those and kind of get moving downhill, you can turn it into a 13, 14, 15 play drive that lasts like 6 minutes.
And you've got multiple running backs.
Right.
Yeah,
what
no,
if we see both quarterbacks in the game this week and they got some up their sleeve? I've been thinking about that all week.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if this was a situation when we saw David Montgomery or DeShonte Jones try and throw a pass, too.
Well, I mean,
we did.
Lanning,
they already saw it with
Lanning
DeShonte.
Could be a tight end if they wanted him to.
Yeah.
How about if they come out in wildcat and both receivers go out wide? I mean, both quarterbacks.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Who knows what they're going to do?
Glenn Waterhouse, offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
No, so, I totally agree.
I'm sure they're dialing up something that, you know, but, you know, you got to look at Vegas, too. Vegas thinks something's up with this game.
Yeah, I know.
There's three
exactly.
points.
That's
you know?
Insane to me.
So I'm excited to see. I just hope we keep making strides, play hard. That's what's been fun a lot of these games is we're not getting blown out. I mean, there's a couple of bad games, but, you know, when you're only losing by 10 points, and that's not a moral victory, it should be interesting. It should be fun. I hope we get a lot of Cyclone fans out there.
I think that the 2:30 kick will help as opposed to 11. But we'll see.
Well, Chris, you could come out early. I'm going to be coaching girls basketball Saturday morning at the rec center. So you want to see a coach in action?
Out of names?
Yeah.
Do you get teed up a lot, Glenn?
I've had a few technicals.
What age group is this and you're getting teed up?
Oh,
jeez,
we'll just say young girls basketball. We might disagree once in a while.
We got to go. We have our pregame show. What time are we on?
11:30.
11:30 on Saturday. Jared's kind of like he's like my own personal calendar here.
Yes.
He's got it all figured out. I just fly by the seat of my pants. But what time's your game?
Oh, they start at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm not getting up at 8 o'clock. You can forget about that, Glenn. But best of luck
hey,
to you and your team. Thanks for stopping by. Go sell some insurance, all right?
Yes, sir. Go Cyclones.
Go and buy some life insurance from Glenn Waterhouse. All right, Jared, Louisville and Houston are about ready to kick off. I'm calling my shot. I like Houston at the plus 16 a lot.
Do we need the box sound? Yeah, there we go.
You got that right, baby. I like Houston to cover, and they might win.
This could be the game that that Louisville puts himself back into the top four, though.
Could.
They're impressive.
And it could also be the game where their upset comes.
That's true.
Because, guys.
What is the deal? Why is this game scheduled at this time?
Well, it has been all year. What do you mean, why is it scheduled?
Well, it's like non-conference game. Like, why is it at this time of year?
TV. I mean, I guarantee ESPN set this up.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it's just kind of a weird time for these two teams to meet up, I guess.
All these Thursday night games are done in, like, July.
Yeah.
Or before that, probably, like, June.
Yeah.
So.
Where's that? It's at Houston?
Yeah.
Dude, oh, man. Okay, that place can be rocking.
Herman is going to – chips are all – because he's starting to fizzle out, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you realize he's not the hot commodity that he was. I mean, he's still a big deal. Don't get me wrong.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, when he was really on the up and up, it was like that USC job, we thought that was going to come open and because they were doing so poorly at the beginning of the season. Now they're all good. You know, he might be there again next
year. There's only two – jobs that are really open, and that's Baylor and Purdue.
Yeah, and well, and LSU. is not really open, but yeah.
I think we all think it'll be Jimbo or it will be Ed Orgeron.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to Purdue.
I think Les Miles is going to end up at Baylor.
Really?
That's what it sounded like.
That'd be interesting.
It would be interesting. All right, Jared, take us home, buddy.
Thanks again to Tim Mullen. Thanks to Adam Gray, the winner of this week's Cyclone Fanatic Battle Royale. Thanks to Glenn Waterhouse from Glenn Waterhouse State Farm for joining us. You've been listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, live from Benchwarmers on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO, an iHeartRadio station at KXNO.com and on your phone on the iHeartRadio app.